This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Although summer is already underway, the Bad Axe School District is already ready for the 2026 through 2027 academic school year. The next school year will start with professional development days on August the 17th through August the 19th. On August the 20th, there will be a teacher's work day along with an open house. The first day of school for students will be on August the 25th. There'll be no school on September the 4th through the 7th of September. The year will start wrapping up on June 2nd of 2027, and on June 3rd, we'll be having a half day of school. The district also set a makeup day, if needed, to be scheduled for June the 4th. And another news for today. During the Tuesday, August 4th election, Lapeer County Commissioners will ask voters to approve a millage renewal and increase the funding to help seniors. The ballot request will ask if the previously voted increase should be renewed and increased even further for a period of 4 years to provide funding to continue the funding of the county's senior citizen services. Some of the things the millage would fund are home-delivered meals, congregate meal sites, personal care, respite care, senior center activities, and operations. The ballot explains the previously voted millage, approved by voters in 2022, is expiring in 2026 and is estimated to be reduced as well by the Headley rollback. If the millage is approved, it is estimated it would generate about $1,985,874 the first year and would cost a property owner with a $100,000 home about $46, which would be an increase of about $7.38 per year. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hey, Tyler Hansen here from Al Hansen Motors. The weather is playing leapfrog with the temperatures. You need to make sure your car's AC is up to the task. At Al Hansen Motors, we can service all makes, all models, and all years of vehicle air conditioning systems, foreign and domestic. Gas prices are still high, but I have two gas savers that both get up to 36 miles per gallon to help. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It has full power, heated seats, cloth interior, lane keep assist, remote start, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and only 40,000 miles. We're asking $20,980. If that one is a little out of your price range, I also have a 2020 Chevy Malibu. It still gets up to 36 miles per gallon, has heated seats, cloth interior, remote start, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, plus tinted rear windows. It has 114,000 miles, and we're asking $11,780. I also have a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS that gets up to 30 miles per gallon. It's all-wheel drive, fully loaded with options, and low miles for the year with 33,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up for this week, I also have a 2018 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. It has heated seats, heated steering wheel, and a 3.2-liter V6 engine. It has 78,000 miles, and we're asking $16,980.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us to the news now for the hour, the Dryden Township Board of Trustees will be asking voters to approve a new millage to support operations supporting the township's library. The ballot issue will be to levy up to 0.1644 of a mill for 10 years. The millage would be used for operating, maintaining, and equipping the Dryden Township Library and for all other library purposes authorized by law. If approved, the millage would generate about $52,000 the first year and cost a property owner of an $80,000 home less than $7 a year. And in other news for today, The North Branch Township Library will be asking voters to approve a mill for a 10-year tax levy during the August elections. The requested amount of the millage is not to exceed 1 mil, of which the renewal of the previously authorized millage would be expiring in 2027. And some of the mill, which is meant to restore the millage rate and the funding that had previously been reduced by the Headley rollback. If it is approved, the millage would generate about $156,000 the first year, and the funds would be used for the library's operations, maintenance, and equipment. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.